Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Rusty has weighed in, our fact checker, and says the reason Glenn Frey's drug dealer is called the Count, and he was who he was riding with when Life in the Fast Lane was discussed for the first time. He was riding in a car with a drug dealer, and they had a lot of drugs on them, and they're going 95 miles an hour. And Glenn Frey said, man, we could get in trouble here. And the drug dealer said, that's Life in the Fast Lane. It's a great rock and roll story.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it is true. Frey has said it. They called him the Count because his count was never any good. He always had the wrong number of drugs, wrong amount of money, whatever it was. He had a bad count.
That's why he got the name?
They called him the Count, yes.
Frankly, that's worth... You kill somebody over being
well. That's what I was thinking. Yes, that's right.
If the money's not right or the product's not right,
right, right.
That's usually usually end up dead.
My bad, man.
Well,
you're not making change for these losers, are you?
Yes. Yeah. That's why Biggie says
this guy on the radio said I should make change.
Yeah. I feel like a drug dealer who is more accommodating would really be a successful drug dealer. It's like, I'll make change for you. I'll take a debit card.
Put it on layaway.
I'll take a credit card. Put it on layaway. I'd have one of those little squares that you can plug into your phone if you want to do that, you know, whatever.
Would you flip the iPad screen around and say, custom tip, no tip,
need to tip me.
10%.
I'd do Venmo. I'd do Zelle. Whatever you need. I'm just saying, you know, Chris Tim and I love this movie from 1980 called Night Shift. It's about prostitution that they run out of a morgue, which is perfectly feasible. Okay. Guy runs the morgue and he, all of a sudden the idea comes and like they have a dental and health plan for their prostitutes.
They do.
I'm saying.
And investments.
Exactly. Let's change the game when it comes to things like drug dealing and prostitution. So it's not quite so dangerous and that the employees get a little more out of it. You know, that's what I'm saying.
You, in your mind, if you were about to be an employee of the drug dealer.
Yeah.
While he's sitting on his couch picking his teeth with a switchblade.
Yes.
You'd be like, what's your dental plan like?
Yes. What's your dental?
Before I offer my services here.
Right. What's your, you have 401k? Mm-hmm. We offer that. You know, we offer a 401k.
Do you match?
All of those.
Nobody matches anymore.
Nobody matches anymore. Not anymore. No, you're not going to get that.
Can I get high on my own supply? No, that's rule number one.
You're not allowed to do that. I'm sorry. We were talking about driving. This goes along with driving very fast. Biggie always says that people over the age, I want to say, is it 75 or 80 should not have a license?
I'll give you 80. Okay. I used to say 75, but as I get older, I move it a little.
I hear you. I know exactly what you mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not so hard line, is it?
When I used to think of 80-year-old, a friend of mine, his grandfather was getting married for the second time at age 80. Like his wife had died when he was 75, and at 80 he was remarrying. And he was making a joke. He's like, well, the honeymoon's next week. I wonder how that'll go. And I was like, well, how old is he? And he went, 80. And I was like, oh my God, that's ancient. Well, now I don't think of 80 as being that old.
Now you can see it. Now
I can see it coming. I'm just like, all right, it'll be
hopefully
okay.
Still young.
No big deal at 80.
I mean, most actuarial tables say that if you're a man and you hit 80, you're lucky.
You've made some. You know, the other day,
isn't that the average life expectancy?
I swear, I was playing pickle with a guy the other day. Now I'm tall and left-handed. You know that about me, obviously. And I'm across the net from him, warming up. And he said, "Does it bother you that all the actuarial tables show that people who are tall live an average of 6 years shorter than other people?" I was like, what?
Does it bother you that you're eye level with my dick? What?
Well, I didn't say that. I said, well, I didn't know those stats.
I don't think you could say that to me.
Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, just back and forth. And then, like 5 minutes later, he goes, oh my gosh, I just noticed you're left-handed. And I said, yes. And he goes, do you do everything left-handed? And I said, yes. And he said, does it bother you that the actuarial tables show that left-handers live an average of 7 years shorter than right-handers? And I was like, what? No, yes. He just whittled 13 years off my life in the span of
nothing.
And we're dinking. We're just sitting there dinking, and he's got me down 13 years from when we started. You're tall. You're left-handed. You're in serious trouble.
Walking.
My God.